Good afternoon, it's Friday the 24th of April 2020 and you're here with Jay Kaiser and myself, Kerry Doyle. We're consultants at the Canary Legal Alliance for the UK and Ireland.
Good afternoon everybody, hope you're all keeping safe and coping with the lockdown situation. Just to break the ice a little bit, Kerry, what are you planning to do this weekend?
Just chilling out and watching a bit of Netflix.
That's all we can do for the moment, but hopefully this situation will be sorted sooner than later.
Of course, and as most businesses have grounded to a halt, fortunately, Canary Legal Alliance can continue to work and recoup money for our clients. We've had an extraordinary week. Firstly, we kick off with a whopping 20 embargoes from AMFI, totaling €356,841. Jake, can you just briefly explain about the embargoes?
Sure. In brief terms, an embargo is simply a block on the resort's account. In other words, whatever you've been awarded, if they do not cooperate with both the legal team as well as the courts themselves, the courts will put what's called an embargo on their financial account. Once money hits that account, it gets released immediately and sent to our clients.
Fantastic. So then we had 5 AMFI victories that won in the first instance in the courts in Maspalomas, totaling €128,127. This is a great week for our clients, Jake, but not so good for AMFI.
Definitely not.
So after the ruling is given in the first instance, this is then passed to the enforcement team, Christina and Judith, to secure the money for our clients in the court. Can you explain the enforcement process?
Of course. So there's 2 enforcement processes. The first one is a provisional enforcement, which is where you achieve a victory in the first instance court. The reason we do this is to secure the monies for you. That way, any pending appeals, you at least have the security that worst case scenario, that money is there for you. The final one is the final enforcement, which is where all legal options have been exhausted, the resort has no other options to appeal, and the monies are finally enforced along with the interest and the legal fees I'm giving to you in their entirety.
Fantastic. So do our clients need to pay extra for this service?
That's a very good question, Kerry. No, they do not. When we quote them initially, we take this into account, as does the Bar Association of the Law School of Las Palmas. So any costs which they've paid us cover all these future costs.
Now, we also have an office in Bella Magna. They had a victory this week against Club La Costa in the first instance at the court in Fuengirola. The amount was €23,052. Legal fees and legal interest was returned. Again, this is more fantastic news for our clients.
Brilliant news.
And last, but no means least, the next piece of exciting news we have is the payout that came in yesterday for a British client from Marriott. Jake, how much was the client awarded?
So the client was actually awarded €28,867 plus their legal interest plus their full legal fees which they initially paid to us.
And what's the best part about this news?
The best part about this news is that normally when we receive a firm sentence, we have to go through an enforcement procedure. However, Marriott paid this voluntarily. They were given 21 working days to either pay voluntarily or appeal the case, and they have now paid voluntarily, and it's currently in the court account waiting for us to release it, to transfer it to our clients.
So a lot quicker process than if it had been normal.
Much quicker process, and hopefully this will continue in the future.
It's brilliant. Okay then, so thanks to all of our lawyers for an outstanding performance, especially in a moment of uncertainty. Canary and Legal Alliance are proven to be constant.
For more information, you know, you can always go on our website, canarylegalalliance.com, and click on the news section. You can also see all of our victories that we achieve on a daily basis, and you also have our contact details should you have any questions.
Okay, so great. So thanks for listening, and remember to stay safe at home and let us continue to work for you.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.